Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of At the Buzzer on TCFM. This is your host, Eric Albo, sitting here with
Corbin Giannis,
Jay Arpeto.
And today we are going to talk about March Madness first off. Obviously, we're going to begin with the first ever 16 seed UMBC beating the first seed Virginia. What did you guys think about that game? What happened to Virginia? How did UMBC take it?
Yeah, this is by far and away, I think, the craziest March Madness I've ever witnessed, and what a year it's been. Within 2 days, every bracket on ESPN was busted. 17.6 million entries. And, you know, the thing, nobody had UMBC. Nobody picked them. Maybe 1% of the ESPN brackets filled out picked UMBC. And this was really, this wasn't just a 16 seed beating a 1 seed. This was a 16 seed demolishing a 1 seed. And what, how fun was it for all of Twitter? UMBC's Twitter was just roasting everyone and everything they could. This was really fun to see. You know, prior to this, 1 seeds were 135-0 against 16 seeds. Now they're 1-35 thanks to the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you guys heard of them before?
No. Not once.
And, you know, Jordan Lyles really took that game over. Yeah. I believe he had 28 points in that game. And Virginia, they just looked dismantled. You could tell once they got down, they could not get back in it. And it was just crazy to see a team like that fold. The best team in the nation. You're talking about a team that was 28-2, won the ACC title, only lost two games the whole year, and they came out and they just looked dismantled after they got down a few points. And, you know, for UMBC, that is the biggest win by far and away in school history, and it'll forever be remembered in NCAA tournament history.
Yeah, definitely. I think, really, when you look at Virginia, they were not only were they the number one seed going into the tournament, they were the number one seed the entire, basically the entire season. I mean, they were just the hottest team, and it, honestly, a lot of people picked them to win it all. I mean, and for good reason. They had all the pieces. But then UMBC comes around, and I've never seen so much effort put in by each player on that team all at once. Like, the way they came out and played that game with so much consistency and so much just effort out there on the court. I mean, they just didn't stop, and they were not scared of the number one team. They came out there, and they had plenty of scores that put them up over the top, and they won on a big win. It wasn't a close, you know, buzzer beater at the end. It was, they dominated UVA. It was just a complete game for them. And I think, you know, obviously they got cut early by Kansas State, but this is a Cinderella story that I think people are going to remember forever. I mean, the effort that this team has put in so far in these last just the last two games that they were able to play in this tournament is incredible. So I think first time ever that this is happening, this is history, and I think we were blessed to watch it.
All right, guys. Besides that upset, what would you guys say was your favorite one of this tournament so far?
I think it's easily got to be Texas A&M over UNC. I think, obviously there's a lot of other choices. Obviously Loyola and Chicago and, you know, plenty of other teams like that. But I think the way I saw Texas A&M play against UNC, it was absolutely incredible. I thought UNC was going to dominate Texas A&M. UNC looked like they were the reigning national champions. I thought they were going to maybe go back-to-back after a few other teams got knocked off. But Texas A&M came out and dominated. They were up by most, I think it was 25 points, 26 points. They were just, they just dominated UNC. They looked like a completely different team. And Texas A&M, along with Florida State, I think they're one of the most athletic teams out there mm-hmm. in the March Madness. So I think really they came out and showed that they want to have a chance to maybe go all the way. And I think they showed by beating UNC.
Yeah, there were obviously a lot of upsets, a lot of them that I like. You know, Loyola was on top of my favorite. But, you know, coming into this tournament, I didn't really think Xavier was going to be that much of a threat as a one seed, and it was proved right. You know, Florida State, by far and away, I love that upset. I think Florida State has a chance to go very deep in this tournament. I think they're the most athletic team in this.
Yeah, definitely.
They're the most athletic team in this tournament. And you talk about Brian Angola. He had one hell of a game against Xavier. He had 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. He did a little bit of everything. And, you know, that's what Florida State needs, you know, not too many points. It was a team effort, and that's what I like about Florida State. They don't just rely on one guy. They use the whole team, and that's what I think can carry them far into success into this tournament.
All right, guys, what did you think about Syracuse beating Michigan State?
You know, this one was crazy. You know, you talk about Michigan State. This was a team that I think had the most talent, has the most talent in college basketball. You talk about Jarrett Jackson, who's going to be a top three pick. Miles Bridges will be a top 10 pick. Then you have Cassius Winston, who can shoot out of his mind. And you have Nick Ward on the inside. You're just surrounded with loads of talent. You're talking about a Syracuse team that only uses seven guys. And Frank Howard, your best player, fouls out of this game. And, you know, this really is Jim Boeheim at the finest. You talk about one of the greatest coaches of all time, and this is, you know, when Syracuse got in, people were like, Syracuse shouldn't be in, Syracuse shouldn't have got in. This is a team that's going to the Sweet 16. I think they can roll. I think they can beat Duke. You know, Duke rolled them over in the ACC tournament, but I don't expect it to happen again. You talk about Jim Boeheim. He is a genius. He is literally a genius. Michigan State had a chance to tie it, and that 2-3 zone just suffocated them the whole time. They missed their last 14 shots. You miss your last 14 shots of the game, and you don't have a shot if you miss 13 shots in a row.
Yeah.
And Jim Boeheim's really a genius because when it came down to it, there were 15 seconds left. Michigan State's down three. What does Jim Boeheim do? He doesn't allow them to shoot a three. He fouls instead.
Yeah.
He fouls them while they're in the bonus plus, sending them to the line. He does this multiple times, and he plays cat and mouse game with Tom Izzo, and he won by fouling –